Lunch to Cannes. To Catherine. The bungalow at the edge of campus, near the lake, was not like the burrows Mrs. Catherine had lived in previously. Sure, the bureaucracy had taken long enough to finally allow her to move in, and she had had to campaign quite hard. It was a quiet location far from the highway bypass, close to the cafeteria and of better caliber than all of the other bungalows. She imagined that she could be happy here, at least for as long as she could avoid any calamity, like the bushfire that had chased her from her last home. She had never calculated that a move would be so exhausting, and she collapsed in her bed. As she looked out of the window, she saw a boy in the water that she had never seen before. Suddenly, a bunch of young children burst past her window, buzzing with excitement. They stripped off their clothing and jumped in the water to swim around the boy she had just noticed. Soon, her beautiful lawn resembled an abandoned campsite with cans thrown everywhere. She looked up at the calendar and moaned. It was spring break. As she looked at the buoyant children on the water, the crowd in her lawn burgeoned into a regular party. She had never taken into her calculations that other people might like the peacefulness of her new bungalow at all. But she decided to play along, got her swimsuit on, and went out and joined the party. Soon, guests and new friends were going in and out of her home, and Mrs. Catherine was happier than ever. A byproduct of her good sportsmanship and friendliness was that her name became the buzzword for swimming at this location.